Fantastic, yeah, pretty good. What's his name?
Jordan Backon.
Sweet Russian, thank you very much.
Jordan Backon.
Oh, okay. Encore, yeah. So Maharaj is coming, but he's going to come and he'll be back in a minute. So keep going.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare.
And the group from Coventry, thank you very much indeed. Okay, so I'm going to introduce now another friend, another guest. His name is His Holiness Mahavishnu Swami. He's actually, thank you, he's actually here from, he's born in the UK. He'll, he travels around the world. He spent a lot of time in Bangladesh and
not just born in the UK, I was born in Birmingham.
He's a local man.
Born in Ladbrokes Green. What happened to me?
So he's going to, I think he's going to do a little, a very short song, and he's going to just say a few words as well, a little bit about the philosophy. Then we have the Subhadra dancers again. And then we have Nimai, as I mentioned before, he's going to do some kirtan to finish up the afternoon. So, over to you, Maharaj.
So, on the way to Birmingham, I went through Rome, you know, Rome's in Italy. There's a thing called the Colosseum in Italy. It's the place where they used to, put the Christians with the lions. And they used to eat the Christians. And everyone used to have a good time watching the Christians getting eaten by the lions. Isn't it? You used to have a good time, right? Some of you may remember in your previous life, you were Romans. And there were gladiators. And, you know, you may have seen a film about it. So I was in Rome, you know, and I was thinking, what's going on here? It's a big, you know, it's like as big as this whole area here. Big stones, rocks. It's a big auditorium, Colosseum. It's colossal. It's huge. There's many tourists go in. They pay 15 euros a time. And they walk around and they show where the lions were kept. I didn't go inside, actually. But they said show where the lions were kept and where the Christians were eaten by the lions. So I started to think. Actually, I started to think about the Olympic Games. I thought, what's the difference between these games of Rome and the Olympic Games? Is there much difference? They're both games. Everyone's watching. There's some competition. In Rome, it was a competition between the lions and the Christians and the gladiators. And everyone, rah, 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 great, great, fantastic. And the Olympic Games, it's between the Springboks and the Lions of England and all these kind of things, right? I mean, let's just see the similarity. What's going on? Is there any similarity? Then I started to realize it's the same old thing. You know what it is? I don't want to put anyone down the Olympic Games people. They'll probably lock me up. Fortunately, the mayor's my friend now, so they won't lock me up. But anyway, you know what it is? You know what's going on? Because there's many conspiracy theories these days. I was watching the internet and my friends told me about it. Some people say that the aliens are going to descend on the Olympic Games. And others say there's going to be a small-scale atom bomb. 100,000 people will be incinerated. And there'll be martial law in England. There was a film about it on BBC 2 years ago. And some people are saying like this. So I can see a much bigger conspiracy is going on in this country and in other countries also. Now, it's a secret, so you're not to tell anybody it's a conspiracy, okay? This is a conspiracy theory. So, okay? There's no plainclothes policeman here. Maybe this guy's. Anyway, this is it. The whole educational system of the world now is geared to making us think, I am this body. This body is me. It's a conspiracy. Why? Because they want us to work hard in their factories for some petty trinkery, like gold. Talking about gold rush, gold. What's the good of gold? At the time of death, can I take out my gold? Excuse me, Mr. Yamaraj, Lord of Death. Can you save me? Here's my gold medal. Will it help at the time of death? No. But there's a conspiracy to keep us in the bodily concept of life. It's a body cult. They call Hare Krishna a cult, but I say this whole world is a cult. It's a body cult. They're trying to keep us as animals, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, like animals. Spend a whole life just, how to eat, how to have sex, how to sleep,
a lot of fight, fighting over gold medal, blah, blah, blah. This is what it's all about now, this modern civilization. It's a bodily cult, body cult. It's a body cult. And the Vedic scriptures say that this is actually madness. Nunam pramata kuru tayvikama yad indriya pritaya apinoti. These people are actually mad if they think that the goal of life is just to enjoy this body. Yes. And we're no better than animals, actually. Yasyatma buddhi kunu peji daduke svadhi kalachari shubhomya ijadhi yatita buddhi salilena kahijit janeshva begeshu sa eva gokra. We're a bunch of animals if we think I'm this body. If we think we're British, or we think we're Argentinian, if we think we're American. We're just a bunch of animals. And if you put a bunch of animals together, what will they do? Just fight. You see? So this Krishna conscious movement is very important because it's bringing us up to the human platform. A human being knows I'm not this body. There's a higher goal to go beyond this birth and death. Who wants to die? Nobody. Who wants to grow old? Nobody. Who wants to have disease? No. So why don't we do something about it? Why don't we become immortal? Why don't we become everlasting? There's a technology. We've just heard Haridas, there's this technology. Chanting Hare Krishna, it's a technology. It's a spiritual technique. And I've written a song. And I've not written it. It's my spiritual master has written it. It's a very nice song. I want you to join in. And it's called Everlasting. Did I sing it last year? No, anyway, we'll chant Hare Krishna also. So this is the technology. How to become everlasting, this chanting Hare Krishna. It should be introduced in all the schools, colleges. Where's the school and college which is teaching people how to become everlasting, immortal, to have bodies which don't die? No one, nowhere, except Hare Krishna. So it's such an important movement for the whole world. That's why we're having this Rathyatra. In 1,000 Rathyatras every year we're having. And Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, started it. Srila Prabhupada started a real revolution to get out of this bodily concept of life, this mental concept of life, come to the spiritual platform and really fulfill ourselves and be happy. So this Olympic Games is just a big hoax. Don't be had by this hoax. Don't spend all your time watching the TV, these gladiators eating the Christians, all this sort of stuff, the Americans winning the gold medal. It's all the same old stuff. Do something to solve the real problems of life. So this is a little song for you. I don't want to depress you. Everyone can chant Hare Krishna. Where's my musicians? Okay. Where's my mic? Hey, where's Cosmic? Where's my mic? Cosmic, where are you? Okay, when I start jumping up and down, this mic's gonna fly out of here. Okay, everybody, get ready. You've got to get your tongues. This is the yoga of the tongue. And these words are words of my spiritual master. I didn't invent these words. It's taken direct from Srila Prabhupada's lectures. Everlasting, everlasting, bolo. Everlasting, 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 everlasting. How am I going to be everlasting? How am I going to be everlasting? They do. Clap your hands. Everlasting, everlasting, everlasting. Everlasting, everlasting. They do not think of it. They do not think of it. They do not think of it. My birth and death is disease. My birth and death is disease. disease. You have to cure this disease. You have to cure this disease. That is your real problem. That is your real problem. Everlasting, everlasting. Bolo! Everlasting, everlasting. Everlasting, everlasting. However they may be proud of their advancement of knowledge, it is childish civilization. It is childish civilization. Listen. However they may be proud, however they may be proud of their advancement of knowledge, of their advancement of knowledge. It is childish civilization. It is childish civilization. Because they have no future. Because they have no future. Everlasting, 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 everlasting. How am I going to be everlasting? How am I going to be everlasting? They do not think of it. They do not think of it. How am I going to be everlasting? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Aziva, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Everybody, come on, stand up. Everyone stand up. Let's get everlasting. Hare Krishna. This isn't Olympic stupid games. This is not a childish game. This is a real thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Okay.